Hello and welcome to Education Matters in the Upper Cumberland. My special guests today are Kate Nyquist and Edwin Bedu from the College of Business at Tennessee Tech University. Edwin and Kate, welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We're delighted that you're with us. Kate, our listeners probably don't know much about either of you, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, as Dr. Bell said, my name is Kate Nyquist. I am the Director of Graduate Programs for the College of Business at Tennessee Tech. I also teach as an adjunct professor in the Marketing Department in the College of Business and am currently working on my PhD in marketing through Kennesaw State University.
All right. Well, my name is Edwin Bedu. I am assistant professor. And primarily what I do at Tennessee Tech, I teach business analytics. In the past, I have taught classes for Python and business analytics in general. And that's just what I do there.
And you also have just finished
my PhD.
Your doctorate.
Exactly.
At Kennesaw State.
So yes.
Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's quite an accomplishment. Something that's a long journey.
Oh, yes, it was. It has been.
Well, and you both are here today to tell us about some exciting new programs in the graduate programs in the College of Business at Tech. So tell us a little bit about the new certificate programs and about the MBA and the Master of Accountancy degree.
Sure. Well, at Tennessee Tech, we're constantly looking for ways to serve our target market as best we can and also ways that we can differentiate our program from other programs across the state and really across the nation because our program is online and we are able to offer it across the United States. So we've recently developed some industry-focused certificates that give our students the option to add a little bit of a specialization to their traditional MBA program. And we've developed those certificates in a few industries that we have a pretty strong presence in. So we have a certificate in the healthcare industry, cyber management and analytics, and also in banking and financial services. And those certificates are really beneficial to our students because they allow the students to count some of their MBA credit toward a certificate as well. So the students are really making the most of their time and their credit hours.
Well, that sounds exciting, and back in the days that I was teaching in or served as director of the MBA program, there weren't a lot of options at that point. So this really adds some neat new pathways to the program. And Edwin, you lead or work with the analytics program, is that right?
Pretty much. So basically for us, I work primarily with the undergrads. I would love to get the opportunity to someday in the future work with the graduate students as well. But essentially, analytics is where we feel like one of the strong points are, where we want to push into. And the meantime, or for now, we are structuring the classes in such a way that students have the opportunity to be well-rounded, to make business decisions using data, and using the skill set that is required in the industry for them to really get out there and to make something out of themselves and really do some good work for themselves and, of course, for the school.
Well, the MBA program has an outstanding reputation. It's produced a lot of great graduates, and, boy, there's a lot to talk about just in terms of the possibilities here. So, Kate, tell us a little bit more about these certificates and what it takes to get a certificate in the MBA, or we could also talk about the accountancy degree and what things are done there.
Sure. So it's actually pretty easy to add one of these certificates on to either an MBA or a Master of Accountancy. Each of those programs will contribute 9 hours of elective credit to the program and as well as the certificate. So students only have to add 2 additional classes to their MAC program or to their MBA program in order to have that certificate kind of added on or stacked on, for lack of a better word. So they're open to all of our graduate students. And they are really just an opportunity for those students to specialize without really backing themselves into a corner by having a specialized graduate degree. So they kind of have a broader graduate degree, and then they can specialize in an industry of their interest.
Well, that sounds neat. I know since Dean Payne has joined the administration at Tech, there's been a special emphasis on financial services and the banking industry. So talk a bit maybe first about that certificate and about how an MBA might add courses that would be relevant for becoming a banker.
Sure. So Dean Payne does have a strong presence across the Southeast and teaches at several banking schools and is very well known in that industry. We are also working really hard to build an awareness for our program in the university in Nashville. And banking is an industry that's really booming in Nashville as well. So we felt like we were well positioned to kind of leverage Dean Payne's network and expertise, as well as our location, to order or to offer a certificate in that industry. That banking and financial services certificate is really made up of a course that is specific to banking and financial services, which is taught by Dean Payne. And it also incorporates some additional courses in financial statement analysis, services marketing, and we are also giving credit to professionals who participate in some of those banking schools. We are giving them course credit for the banking school toward that certificate. So the students can either pursue their MBA first and add on two additional classes, or they can go to a banking school, receive credit for that, and then come back and count that toward their MBA. So you can kind of go both ways.
And a bit of a recruiting advantage for Tech to
exactly.
be able to offer that.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. This is Local Matters, and we are talking about the MBA and the Master of Accountancy program certificates at Tennessee Tech University. Edwin, talk a bit about business analytics. That's a fairly new term, the concept of operations analysis and other forms of analytics has been around a while, but business analytics has taken on a life of its own. So talk mm-hmm. a bit about what it does or what it is.
I see. That is very much so. You're right. Business analytics is popping up everywhere these days. So right now, I think most people have heard of something called big data. And what's happening now is that we are generating and storing data at a faster rate, something called the 5 V's of big data. Velocity is one of them. So, for example, what I tell my class is if you swipe your card at Amazon or how do you call it, any of the big chain businesses that you have, they store your data. And they record your pattern. And the whole point is, how do we market certain things to you? And that is just one aspect of business data. And business analytics really is a combination of multiple fields. Primarily, we're talking about some programming and computer science, some statistics, and some mathematics. So essentially, that's what business analytics is. You store the data, and we have to find a way to put it together to form a story and to market it to you. Another great example would be for everyone would be something like Netflix. And you can see that Netflix gives you some kind of recommendation. And the point is, how did Netflix recommend that you can watch a certain movie to some degree, right? Or if you go to Amazon, Amazon will recommend something to you. And the point is, how do they do that, right? There is a bunch of algorithms behind the scene. If you watch YouTube videos, how do YouTube recommend something to you?
We all want to know how they do that.
There you go. So there's a lot of mathematics behind that. There's a lot of statistics behind that. And that is what business analytics is. Essentially, it is how do we combine data to help managers make decisions. You don't want to make decisions based on a hunch, and you don't want to make decisions because, well, you did it before. You want to make decisions because your data tells you so. So in my class, what we typically do is we start from the very basics. We have the data. How do we visualize that? And after data visualization, how do we make some prediction on that kind of thing? So that's in a nutshell what we do. And it's the application of it is what it's really alluring. because you could apply it to anywhere. I mean, finance, anywhere, really, marketing, whatever you choose, you can apply it anywhere.
Yeah, you can. History. I mean, when I sign on to Amazon, they know I read a lot of history books.
There you go.
They immediately have some recommendations for me.
Yep. Yep.
So it's an appealing field. It's an interesting field for students,
boy.
Too.
Oh, boy. It is very appealing. As a matter of fact, I think over the last year or two, it was called the number one sexiest job in America. So it's, you know, being a data scientist, it's one of those things. So it's big. A lot of businesses are seeing that. A lot of schools are seeing that. And right now the catch is, how do we train people in a way that they can actually analyze this kind of data and make sure that, you know, we can actually do that moving forward. With elections, you know, around the corner, people will see it all the time. You know, we can scrape data from Twitter or Facebook and see, you know, what's happening. And it's quite interesting. It really is.
It just sounds really exciting. And I know it's a career field that would take students to a lot of different places and give them a lot of flexibility.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With that skill set as a student, I think you're just out there. You can get jobs from Amazon is one of the places where you can get a job, FedEx, the post office, virtually everywhere that they need your skill set to be able to say, well, these are the skill set that I have. And at Tech, that's one of the things that we try to put into our students. Elise, how do you make sure that you have the skill set so that you can actually go out there and do what you need to do?
And Edwin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's been a bit of a talent gap between the need for data analysts and then people who actually have those skill sets. So one of our goals in creating a certificate in cyber management and analytics, which is fully housed in Edwin's department, is to help meet the need and sort of fill that talent gap by providing students with the skill sets that are in high demand right now.
Most definitely true. That is so true. As a matter of fact, I think last semester I was having a conversation with Dean Payne, and I think he said he went to some company and they were talking about that kind of thing. How do we make sure that, you know, our needs are being met by you guys? And by you guys, I mean by Tech. So how are we training you know, Tech students to meet this particular need?
Sure.
And I felt like that was really, really important to be in such a place where you can kind of collaborate with business industry and say, hey, this is what we need, but we just can't find you. You know, we can't find the talent.
Right.
So it kind of shapes where we're going. And it also helps us to say, hey, this is important. Let's kind of hone in there. And let's just, you know, let's let our students know.
Well, it's an exciting field. Literally, the MBA can just take you so many different directions. And we're going to take a quick break. This is Local Matters. And after our break, we will come back and talk more about the MBA and about the Master of Accountancy program.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking about the MBA program at Tennessee Tech University, the Master of Accountancy program at Tennessee Tech University, and about all the other great programs in the business school. And Kate, you direct the MBA, so tell us a bit about that program, how many students are enrolled, and sort of what they do today.
Sure. Well, we have just over 200 students in our MBA program. We're holding pretty steady at about 210 students over the past 5 years, and they keep us very busy. So we are lucky that our program has kind of continued to hold steady, even when we've seen some trending decline in MBA programs, and we've still been able to kind of hold steady. Most of the students in our program are working professionals. I would say probably about 90% of our students work full-time, and they get their MBA part-time. And we've really designed the program to meet the needs of two demographics of people. It's the working professionals who want to get their degree part-time without having to leave their job, and also the students who are coming to us directly out of their undergrad program and want to finish their MBA as quickly as possible. You, as a student in our MBA program, have the flexibility to finish your program in as little as 1 year or to stretch it out over several semesters if you need to. And you're also able to go between full-time and part-time. So if you start out as a full-time student and then you get a job, you're welcome to drop your course load down to a part-time load, and vice versa. So it's really designed to be very flexible to anybody who wants to participate in it.
And since it's distance-based, that job could be about anywhere and they still could complete the program.
Absolutely. We offer, or we're eligible to offer our degree in most of the states across the nation. So our program is really great for anybody who's not in the state of Tennessee, although most of our students are. It's also great for people who are in the military and might be across different time zones, and because they can still continue to pursue their degree.
Yeah, distance education just presents a whole new opportunity for all of us. I was teaching a leadership class in the MBA program maybe about 10 years ago now, and Governor Phil Bredesen was a friend of mine, and I was in Nashville, and I said, "Governor, my students would really like to pick your brain on leadership. You've been a governor, you've been a Nashville mayor, you're a billionaire based on your private sector enterprises." And he said, "Bob, I can't come to Cookeville this week." And I said, "Go home. We'll find you." And he went home and dialed it up from the governor's mansion, and we had a great, great dialogue. So you can take this electronic classroom just about anywhere.
Yes, it's really been wonderful. We had recently Congressman Cooper conference in to talk to some of our students in our hybrid healthcare MBA program. And that was a resounding success, and I was very pleased with how it went. So this has really allowed us to kind of broaden our network and our opportunities to connect students with people who are in the industries that we are focusing on and who have the skills that we're trying to instill through our programs.
Well, and Edwin, healthcare. Boy, the business analytics potential there is phenomenal, isn't it? Undergrad and the graduate level.
Most definitely. I remember when I first came here and I was talking to Dean Payne, he mentioned that Tennessee, in terms of healthcare, is about $80 billion or so. And in terms of analytics in general, healthcare is booming. It is one of those places where we want to know what is happening in there. So, for example, if I don't want to be overly dramatic, what I typically tell my students is, for example, if you have a lot of data, especially genomic data or something like that, and you're working on cancer or some that kind of thing, what causes or what kind of information would you believe that could cause cancer, or how do we model that kind of thing in the first place, right? So, using analytics in general, we will be able to tell certain relationships or reveal certain relationships that can help. And these are courses that, you know, people teach. These are courses that is interesting. And what we really need is to be grounded in the basics that you have. Once you learn the skill set, you're able to apply it everywhere. And there are data scientists that's just working everywhere. When you go into computer science, they are there. When you go into mathematics, they are there. Statistics, yes, they are there. And definitely in healthcare, they are there. I have friends who are working within that department whose interest is using data science in the context of healthcare. So it is one of those things that is just, it's just broad. And I believe with the age that we live in, it is just amazing to be here with all the resources and the technology to be able to do it. And that's amazing.
I agree. It is amazing. And there is such a wide range of data available that you can get information overload, and the data scientists or the analytic specialists can help us turn that into from overwhelming data into useful information.
Precisely, and I like the way you put it, to useful information. And that is just the goal, to be able to, you know, take all of that and to be able to say from billions of records, this is what we think is useful from it.
Well, Kate, let's shift back for a minute to the other graduate program, the Master of Accountancy, newer at Tennessee Tech than the MBA, but tell us what the goals of the accountancy graduate program are and how many students are in that program.
So our Master of Accountancy program launched in the fall of 2017, and it was designed to be a cohort program, and we decided that we wanted to design that program to have a cap of about 25 students. And now entering the fall of 2020, so just 3 years after launch, we're approaching that cap. So that program looks like it's going to be at capacity this year. So we're very excited about how quickly that has come up. The Master of Accountancy program is really the only program of its kind in the state of Tennessee because it is an online program that also gives students course credit for sitting and or for preparing and sitting for the CPA exam. So that preparation and actually taking the exam is built into the coursework. So students who are interested in that program need to have a background in accounting. So unlike our MBA program, which is open to students from any discipline, our accounting our Master of Accountancy program, students have to have an accounting background, and ideally they are interested in pursuing that CPA certification.
And that is a unique difference, a very specialized focus on accounting compared to the MBA, which is a very broad scope focus on business administration. And some of our listeners may not realize that many, in our case, most of the students in business at the graduate level may not have an undergrad degree in that field. So talk about how that works.
That's exactly right. So we decided several years ago that because the MBA is so versatile, and I know I tell students all the time I sound biased because I sit on this side of the desk, but I truly believe it's the most versatile degree that you can get. Business is applicable to any industry. It's applicable across any academic background. And we really didn't want to prevent students who didn't have a business background from gaining that fundamental business knowledge. So we removed the prerequisite requirements from our program, and our professors have done a really great job of building in that fundamental information into the front end of their MBA classes to sort of bring students up the curve if they don't necessarily have a business background. We have seen a lot of success from students who are outside the business discipline, a lot of engineers. I've had a lot of pre-med students come and pursue the MBA. And it really just opens a lot of doors for those students. And I tell them, another thing I tell them all the time is, you're never going to sit in front of a potential employer and have them tell you, oh, well, we really wish you didn't know how to run a business. Everybody likes to know that you have that skill set. So it's incredibly, incredibly versatile. Our Fast Track program is open to our undergraduate students in the College of Business. And those students, and actually not just the College of Business, but across the university, those students, if they meet specific GPA requirements of a 3.2 or above, they can start taking graduate classes as an undergrad, and they can actually count those classes toward their graduate degree and their undergraduate degree. So that means a couple of things. For students who are interested in perhaps stacking a certificate onto their MBA, those 6 additional credit hours that they would have taken sort of in addition to the 30-hour program can be taken while they're undergrads. For students who are not interested in certificate, they can get a head start on their MBA and finish it up even quicker than they would have beforehand. Another benefit to the Fast Track program is that those students are actually paying undergraduate tuition and fees for those 6 credit hours. So it's definitely also an opportunity for some cost savings.
Kate and Edwin, thank you for being with us. Thanks for sharing the great information about the MBA program at Tech, about the Master of Accountancy, about the Business Analytics program. And if folks want to find more about these programs, They can get on the website at the university at tentech.edu and look for MBA or MACC, and I know you'd be happy to talk to them.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.